Jeff?
No, no.
It's always hard to say goodbye, and I know you just did with a lot of your guys out there. Kind of analyze this game from a coach's point of view. You get down 28-0 and 35-6. You know, it's kind of like the Menominee game. Hey, you kept battling, maybe see what we can do here, and boy, all of a sudden you're back in the game in half of a quarter.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's kind of the story of this group, you know what I mean, when it comes to, you know, we make some mistakes, but we will never quit. The first half, I thought we were swimming in it a little bit. You know, it took us a couple of quarters really to settle into the game, and you know, the problem with doing that in a playoff format against a good team like Nagani is it usually inflicts some damage in the meantime, which it did, and put us pretty deep in a hole to get out of. But, you know, at halftime, I looked at the kids and I said, you know, just don't play this game not to lose. Let's just let it rip. Don't play not to make mistakes. Just let it rip. Have fun. Stick together. And let's make a game out of this thing and see what happens. And that's what they did in the second half. So I was proud of that.
A special moment putting Big Putch in there on offense. And he showed his pretty good hands there. I mean, if it's going to end, and obviously it did, at least he got to have a moment in the sun. All that he's meant for this football program for 3 years.
Yeah, you know, you're talking about one of the best players to ever play at Gladstone. His statistics back that up. He, you know, passes the eye test every time you see him. And he was excited this week when I said, you know, Putch, I got a wrinkle for you. And how'd you like to look at the number 47? He's like, wait a second, does that mean I'm playing offense? I said, yes, sir. Because we wanted to throw a different look at Nagani, for sure. Something that was going to be more run-heavy, possession-based, and then be able to get good play-action looks out of it in an athletic mismatch when it comes to the big guy. Because he really hasn't been able to play offense this entire year. You know, he's had a nagging knee injury that's limited him to one side of the ball, and that side was defense because he had a great impact there. But it was nice to see him out there showcasing some of the things he can do, having a good time. And the kids were all fired up when they saw, you know, that happen. And that play was something that I made up on the spot. We just told them the routes to run, and sure enough, he did exactly the right thing.
Well, the game changer for them is number 10.
Yeah.
He
was last time, too.
Yeah.
You know, where he makes his presence felt, you know, are in certain plays, like a defensive play that's an interception and he's gone for a touchdown. A kick or a punt return is, you know, the areas of the game where he's a difference maker. And I thought that he was a difference maker on you know, both games, especially in this game. I think that's Phillips, I think his name is.
Philip Nelson.
Philip Nelson.
Yeah.
Talked to his dad after the game and you know, told him that he was a heck of a ball player. And like I said, I thought that he was the difference maker for them and made some special plays. And, you know, down the stretch, that's what ended up hurting us.
But you know what? You couldn't have dreamed of being down 7 with 5 minutes to go.
No.
I mean, and your defense, so, you know, we hadn't come close to getting the previous onside kick. So, you know, right choice to go deep there. You had 3 and outs. And they just like last time we were up here, when they needed a first down in crunch time, they got it.
They got it, yeah. They leaned on what they do, and they went out and got it. Like I said, I told Coach Jacobson, I said, hats off to your group. You know, like the battles have gone between us. It was a great game, great battle. You know, this is a great way for these seasons to go for both schools. But Jake's got a nice group. You know, they're grinders. I don't think they're super flashy, but they do what they do. They run their eye option very well. They lean on their fullback when they need yards. And number 12, their quarterback, is a very tough football player too. So, you know, my hat's off to Nagani. Congratulations, and we wish them the best of luck.
Yeah, that's going to be a war with Calumet on this field next week.
Oh, my goodness. It'd be a good game to come up and watch. For
yeah,
sure.
That's what Toby was saying. He goes, I might come up and watch.
It's classic.
I always ask you this in the last game of the year. You know, what are your future plans? You're going to be back with the Braves. People would yell at me for not asking. You know, Johnny's graduating. Yep. So, you know, what do you think? You know, do you have a few more in you, or what do you think?
So I'm not going to play any games. I told the kids in the huddle after the game that I'm going to walk off the field with them for the last time, that this is the group that I was going to go out with. And it's a special group because these seniors I've seen grow up. It's my son's class. I've spent 15 years of my life coaching high school football at Gladstone, and it's been one of the great honors and joys and pleasures of my life to work with these young men and to be with Gladstone. And, you know, it's time for me to see my wife in the fall And time for me to, you know, possibly watch my son play some college football. He's being recruited, and he's got a collegiate visit in 2 weeks at Concordia Chicago, which is down where his sister lives. So that might be something fun for me to do next fall. And, you know, there's other life things that happen, you know, when it comes to, you know, transition points in life where I'm at, and I'm close to retirement, believe it or not, at the Sheriff's Department. And, you know,
they haven't kicked you out of there yet.
You know, they just keep on bringing me back no matter how badly I screw up. But, you know, the kids in the program deserve everything that I have to give them. And I knew coming into this year that I was going to give it everything I had for one last ride with this group. And then I was going to hand the reins off, and the program is in very, very good hands. You know, the assistant coaches that I have are the finest assistant coaches you will find. Our JV staff is the finest JV staff you will find. The program is on good, solid ground, solid footing in every aspect of the program when it comes to the quality of football that we play, the level of participation we get from our athletes, the support we get from our schools and our fans, the steadiness of the coaching staff being together for the last 8 years. This is they're in a perfect point to transition to the next coach, for that person to be in a position to have success and continue our trajectory upward. But I thought a long time about how I would answer this question, because I knew it was going to happen. And I'm just going to be honest. I was honest with the kids, and I'm going to be honest with you and with everybody who's listening that this was my last walk off the field tonight.
And I'll give you your last shout outs.
My final shout-outs are going to go to my entire family, my mother and my father, for coming to all the games. Certainly my wife, because I can't do it without her support. And
she would have made you retire years ago if she had. You wouldn't be here right now if she hadn't let you. So
it's a family. People need to understand that this is a family commitment, because it's about an 11-month year job. You get about a month off, and your family has to be all in if you're going to be able to do this and do it successfully. And my family has been exceptionally supportive. It's been part of our family tradition as Hansons for high school football for my entire life, and it's been amazing. I want to say hello and I love you to my grandma, to my brother, Uncle Jerry, and everybody downstate. This is just, I walk away a happy man. I will say that. I walk away satisfied and happy, and only hoping that people will look, and the only thing I hope that anybody ever says about me as a coach is that I left the program better than I found it and gave the kids a positive experience. So I hope that I've done that.
My friend, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much, Jack.
And that'll do it from here in the Gulf tonight as the Gladstone.